from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, reaction continues to come in over the Trump administration's decision to axe Manhattan's congestion pricing tolling program. The New York-based Riders Alliance has been a big advocate for the program. Danny Perlstein says they are determined to stop the toll from going away.
Riders won congestion relief after years of struggle. We're experiencing faster bus service already and bringing in money to fix the subway. We're going to defend this. We're going to defeat this in court.
Meanwhile, Governor Murphy issued his strong support for the move, releasing a statement thanking the president and his Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, for stopping a program that, quote, lines the MTA's pockets at the expense of New Jerseyans. All of Hoboken is still being asked to boil their water following a water main break earlier in the week. Crews continue to make repairs to a 36-inch main near 18th Street and Jersey Avenue on the border of Hoboken and Jersey City. Residents and businesses have been dealing with water disruption since the main broke Tuesday morning, and it's unclear how long disruptions will last. Jersey City residents are not impacted by the boil water advisory. New Jersey News brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here, and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. A Middlesex County man is accused of gunning down a victim in his own kitchen.
Prosecutors say 61-year-old Igor Kirilenko of Casby is charged with murder and a weapons offense after 72-year-old Gregory Ginsburg was killed in his own Edison home on Sunday with a female witness looking on. Police responding to a 911 call found the men in the home's kitchen where the victim had been shot in the head. Officers say Kirilenko later kicked him in front of police to, quote, make sure he was dead. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Toms River's planning board has approved construction of a 70-foot-tall cell tower along Route 35 in the Ocean Beach section of the township. Verizon will operate the tower. Verizon officials say they're working to erect a permanent tower in Toms River. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is warm weather just around the corner? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. That big snowstorm that passed south of New Jersey is out of here. Well, let's see now. We have a new impulse riding in from the west. It's weak, but enough to spark some snow showers today. Spotty light stuff, but maybe enough to put a fresh dusting or coating on the ground. Just watch for slippery spots. It's not going to be a big deal. Increasing clouds this afternoon. High temperatures cold in the upper 20s. Still a snow shower chance this evening, then clearing skies with a brisk wind kicking up. Lows around 20, but the wind chill closer to 10. Tomorrow will be sunny, breezy, and a little bit warmer. Highs push into the mid-30s, and that warming trend continues this weekend. Lots of sunshine on Saturday, highs near 40 into the mid-40s on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Jersey City 28, Woodbridge 28, Pemberton 27. Weather brought to you by Lester Glen Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glen Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagard? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this winter from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglen.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.